this evening. Always wonderful to be able to gather together, come out to study the Word of God and uplift one another. We welcome out our visitors, brother from Beaver Dam, to be with us this evening. Always encouragement to have visitors with us. We welcome back each and every opportunity you have to come and be and join with us as we gather together to worship. As we gather together, each time we gather together, we open up the Bible. We gather together to study His Word. And so that's what I'm going to encourage you to do again this evening, is to open up your Bibles to follow along in the lesson to see what His Word is. And that's what we're going to talk about this evening, is a simple question of what is the Bible? What is the Bible? That which we open up to, we turn to, we refer to for our commandments, for our teachings, and looking into for the instruction of what we should do, what we should not do. And so, and I think we could go a few ways, and I believe I haven't done a lesson here, but in the past I've done a lesson on making different points on what the Word is referred to as. So I may do next Sunday since it's on my mind. But this evening, just simply looking at what is the Bible. And the way I went at it, the first point for this evening is the Bible is a map. It is a guidance, guiding us in a direction. And it points out what it is trying to guide us to. If you open up your Bibles and turn along with me, in John chapter 14, in John chapter 14 it says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you, and if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you to myself, that where I am, there you may be also. And where I go, you know, and the way you know." Once again, that's what the Word of God is. It is guiding us to that mansion that Christ has prepared for us. Without the Word, without the Bible, we would not know the way to get there. But he says, here is, X marks the spot, here's the X. It's a mansion in my Father's house, where He goes to prepare a place for you. That is where we strive to be. That's where we desire to go one day. This is what's leading us there. The Bible is telling us how we can get there, how we can have that home in heaven. In Matthew chapter 7, it tells us on our way that it's going to be a difficult path. It makes that plain and clear. Matthew 7, and read in verse 13, it says, "Enter by the narrow gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leads to destruction. And there are many who go in by it, because narrow is the gate, and difficult is the way which leads to life, and there are few who find it." Here it gives us the warning. If you're going to choose this path, if you're going to choose to try and get to heaven, if you're going to choose to set your home and your treasure in heaven, it's going to be a difficult path. It's going to be hard. It says only few find this path. I like to point out that it says few will find the path. Doesn't even mention how many is going to remain faithful. How many is going to get to that end to open up that gate and enter in. We need to realize that He's warning us. Count the cost before you choose to get on this path. But we need to see it for what it is. It is the path that leads us there. And of course, He's shown us that it can be done. In 1 Peter chapter 2. And in verse 21, First Peter chapter 2, verse 21, it says here, "For to this you were called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example that you should follow His steps." And he goes forth and talks about how He had committed no sin, no deceit was found in His mouth. When they beat Him, He did not try to strike back. He was faithful till death. He has shown us the way. Once again, without the Bible, though, we wouldn't know what all He did. We wouldn't know about His teachings. We wouldn't know about the miracles He performed. We wouldn't know about the apostles that followed Him. The Bible is what
reveals all these things to us. Therefore, it's our map. It's our guidance to go so that we can get to heaven. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. 1 Corinthians chapter 9. And you start with me there and in verse 24. 1 Corinthians 9, verse 24 says, "Do you not know that those who run in a race run, but one receives the prize? Run in such a way that you may obtain it. And everyone who competes for the prize is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a perishable crown, but we for an imperishable crown. Therefore I run thus not with uncertainty, thus I fight not as one who beats the air, but I discipline my body and bring it into subjection, lest when I have preached to others, I myself should become disqualified." Here, once again, it's bringing out the point that there is a path. There is a race. There is a prize. There is a treasure. We have to be willing to follow the guidance. We have to be willing to follow the Bible. When there comes to a race, you have to follow the path, the course that is set. If you're following a treasure map, you got to go where it leads you to get to the end. And the same thing with the Bible. We have to follow its commands or we will not make it to heaven. So that's one point we need to understand. It is the map. It's the only map. It is the only way in which we can go. It is the only source that reveals the truth to us. In Galatians chapter 1, turn along with me there, Paul making mention to the church here, saying, even if I come to you and teach you something different, he says, don't believe. Galatians 1, and reading verse 8, it says, "But even if we or an angel from heaven preach any other gospel to you than what we have preached to you, let him be accursed. As we have said before, so now I say again, if anyone preaches any other gospel to you than what you have received, let him be accursed. For do I now persuade men or God? Or do I seek to please men? Or if I still please men, I would not be a bondservant of Christ." Here it brings out. And it says it's the only direction. The teaching that we have here is the only direction. You know, when other religions have started, other doctrines have been made up. Men come and say, an angel has revealed to me a new revelation, a new covenant that we need to enter. Well, Paul said it right here. He says, even if an angel did do this, even if it was so, don't believe it. He's warned against it. He says, even if I teach you something different than what I first taught you, don't believe it. It's the only path that will get us to heaven. We pointed this verse out this morning in the lesson this morning, Revelation 22, verses 18 to 19, where it goes forth and tells us that if anyone adds to what is written in this book, then the Lord will add unto him the plagues that are written in the book. And in verse 19, it goes forth that if anyone takes away from anything written in this book, God will take him out of the holy city, out of the book of life, out of all things that are written. You're going to miss out on all these things, and he's going to add the plagues unto you. We cannot go beyond the Word of God. We also went to 1 Corinthians 4 and verse 6, where he says, don't think beyond what is written. We're not to add to nor take away from the Word of God. This is the only path. This is the only direction in which we have hope of getting to heaven. This is the only map, the only guidance that we got to get us there and get us prepared for that day of judgment. We need to open it up. We need to study it because it is the only one. In Ephesians chapter 4 and in verse 4, Ephesians 4, and reading there in verse 4, it says, "There is one body, one spirit, just as you were called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you." Here it brings out, there's only one. One God who created all things. One Lord who was sacrificed for us. One Spirit which revealed the Word to us. One faith in which Jesus had taught. One baptism in which we can be immersed in that can forgive our sins. There's only one direction that we can go. Only one. If someone teaches something different, someone's got to be wrong. Or both can be wrong, but both cannot be right. We need to understand that. We need to accept that. What is the Bible? It is the only path that we can take. It is the only direction in which we can go. And it's trustworthy because it is the Word of God. It is the Word of God. You turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. 2 Timothy 3, and reading there in verses 16 and 17, saying, all Scripture is given by the inspiration of God and is profitable for doctrine, for reproof, for correction, for instruction in righteousness, that the man of God may be complete, fully equipped for every good work. Here, revealing that the Scripture is God-breathed. It is His breath. It is His commandments. That is what the Scriptures are. What is the Bible? The Bible is what God wants from us. What God desires you to do. What God has told us to put on. It is God's commands. In 2 Peter chapter 1. Turn along with me to 2 Peter chapter 1. And you read there in verse 20. 2 Peter 1 and verse 20. It says, knowing this first, that no prophecy of Scripture is of any private interpretation. For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved by the Holy Spirit. Here he says, these things aren't my sayings. This ain't my idea. This is what God has told me to write. This is what God has told me to say. In the adult class, we're studying the minor prophets. We've made it, fourth one. And in going through it, you know, he reads and he talks. And we're in Amos. You know, they talk as God is talking. So when you're reading it, and it doesn't go forth, and Amos doesn't continuously, from time to time, he'll say, the Lord said. But then he also goes and he says, and I revealed these things. I done these things. And you did this to me. They didn't do these things to Amos. Amos isn't the one that blessed them. Amos isn't the one that cursed them. But that is the Lord speaking through Amos, through the prophets. That's the same thing here in the New Testament. That the Holy Spirit, God spoke through them, revealed these things to them, told them what to write down, showed them what to teach, so that we could have it today, so that we would know what we need to do. In John chapter 1, you read there starting in verse 1. It says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through Him. And without Him nothing was made that was made. And in verse 14 it says, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. And we beheld His glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. What is the Word? What is the Bible? It's the words of Christ. He is referred to as the Word. So once again, when the apostles went out to teach these things, they were teaching the commands that Christ had commanded them. You see this in Hebrews. In Hebrews chapter 2. In Hebrews chapter 2, go ahead and just start up in verse 1. It says, therefore, we must give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest we drift away. For if the word spoken through angels proved steadfast, and every transgression and disobedient received a just reward. So he says, even when the Lord spoke in times past, he says, how much of a punishment they received for it. And in verse 3, he says, how shall we escape if we neglect so great a salvation, which at first began to be spoken by the Lord and was confirmed to us by those who heard Him? What? You're bringing out the point that it is Christ's words, and then they are given to us by those who were there, by those who heard Him. Verse 4, God also bearing witness both with signs and wonders and various miracles and gifts of the Holy Spirit according to His own will. They proved it through the miracles they performed, showing that this is the hand of God as they spoke these things. The Word of God, the Bible is part of our salvation. Understand, we cannot be saved without it. We can't get to heaven without the Bible, without His Word. Because we wouldn't know what to do. Romans 10 verse 17 tells us faith comes by hearing. And hearing by the Word of God. There's no denying. There's very little religion out there that truly there is. That say that God's just going to bless everybody and everybody's going to be saved. You don't have to believe anything. But most will teach at least that you have to believe. Romans 10 17 tells us we can't believe without faith, without hearing, without studying the Scriptures. So you read verse 14, that's what it tells us there. Verse 14 says, how then shall they call on Him in whom they have not believed? And how shall they believe in Him in whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? The Word of God is part of our salvation. Because we can't confess if we've never heard. We can't believe if we've never heard. We can't be baptized into something that we don't know is there. We have to be taught these things. We have to study the Scripture, search it daily to see whether or not it is so. The Word of God is part of our salvation. Because without faith, it is impossible to please our Lord. Without the Word, we can't have faith. The Word of God is part of our salvation. Final point for this evening is the Word of God is also the law by which we'll be judged in the end. What the Bible is. The Bible is what we're going to be judged by. It is the law. It is the commands that God has given us. And all will be judged by it because He has revealed it unto all. Giving everybody the opportunity to gain it. In James chapter 1 verse 25, if you will. James chapter 1 and verse 25. James 1 25 says, but he who looks into the perfect law of liberty and continues in it and is not a forgetful hearer but a doer of the word, this one will be blessed in what he does. Here it calls it the law. Speaking of the Bible, speaking of the words of God, one who remembers what he has read, what he has studied, and not just remembers it, but is a doer of the word, one who keeps these commands. Not one who just quotes scriptures and does nothing about it, but one who does. Who acts upon what they have studied, what they have read throughout the Word of God. It says if we do, if we keep these commands, we will be blessed. In Mark chapter 3 and verse 28. Mark chapter 3 and verse 28. Now as we've gone through this lesson, we kind of referred to, as we pointed out in Peter, that the apostles were moved by the Holy Spirit as they wrote these things. As the apostles and the prophets wrote these things, they were moved by the Holy Spirit. So when we read Mark chapter 3, verse 28, as it says here, surely I say to you, all sins will be forgiven the sons of men, and whatever blasphemies that may utter. But he who blasphemes against the Holy Spirit never has forgiveness, but is subject to eternal condemnation. Because they said, he has an unclean spirit. When it talks about the blasphemy of the Holy Spirit, that's talking about truly rejecting the Word of God. Rejecting the Bible. Throwing it out, not listening to it, turning it aside, never obeying. That's what it's talking about. Because if you blaspheme Moses, Moses didn't have the power to forgive sin. So, he says, here's the next opportunity. Jesus came down and he lived a life upon this earth. They had the opportunity to hear him. And of course, we know they blasphemed him because they killed him. They nailed him on the cross. They crucified our Savior. But he says, I give you a third chance. Three times the trump. I'm going to send the Holy Spirit to you. And here's our last chance. Here's the last opportunity for us to obey. But if you do not listen to him, if you do not listen to what the Spirit has revealed, there is no more opportunities after that. So if you do not receive the Word of God, we have that which will judge us. John chapter 12 in verse 48. John chapter 12 and in verse 48. Saying, he who rejects me and does not receive my words has that which judges him. The words that I have spoken will judge him in the last day. This is what will judge us. What is the Bible? The Bible is our guidance. It is a map that guides us to heaven, to a home with Jesus, God, and the Holy Spirit. A home that we all would desire to have. And it's the only path of which we can take. It is the Word of God, and it is trustworthy. It is our salvation. But if we do not obey it, it will also be what condemns us. And we need to be ready for that day. We need to study His Word to make sure that we are prepared for that day that God has set aside. So if you are here this evening and you have not yet obeyed the gospel, but you've studied the Bible, you've read it, you know what it says, you know that it proclaims Jesus Christ as the Son of God. It proclaims that Jesus died on the cross, and through His blood you can have forgiveness of sins. Just don't delay any longer. Come forward and be baptized. Wash away your sins. Become a new person. Become a Christian. Participate tonight in the Lord's Supper. Or if you're here this evening, you've obeyed the gospel already, but you know that you have strayed away or that you've been weak in some points and need the strength of the brethren. If there's anything we can do for you, let it be known as we stand.
Thank you. Hey, wait a minute, your life's changing. No, but pay attention. not hurt.
Yeah.